The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Beach Corner with Diana Chicky is sponsored by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood, Ontario. Visit exchangingvowsbridalboutique.com for all your wedding and formal wear needs.
Hi, this is Stephanie McLeod, Event Director for Coldest Night of the Year, Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
I'm Diana Chicky with Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, your backstage pass for all your entertainment. Get ready to bundle up with the coldest night of the year on Saturday, February the 24th at 5 p.m. in Wasaga Beach. Over 110 communities are participating in this Canada-wide walk fundraiser, including for the first time the town of Wasaga Beach, for homeless and struggling people in each community. The inaugural event will feature a 2K or 5K walk down Mosey Street, with registration starting at 4 p.m. at the Recplex. The fundraising goal is to raise $25,000 for the Wasaga Beach Ministerial Food Bank. Joining me via phone is Stephanie McLeod, Event Director, who will share the upcoming first event. You're listening to Beach Corner, brought to you by Exchanging Vows Bridal Boutique in Collingwood on Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only truly local radio.
Hi, I'm Andrew McNeil, Director of Economic Development and Tourism of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. The coldest night of the year will take place on Saturday, February the 24th at 5 p.m. in Wasaga Beach. This is a fundraiser for hungry, homeless, and hurting individuals and families across Canada. Joining me via phone is Stephanie McLeod, Event Director. Welcome to Beach Corner, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for having me, Diana.
So tell us about this event. As I understand, this is a walk taking place across the country in over 110 communities, including the town of Wasaga Beach.
Yeah, we're so excited about it. It is a family-friendly walk. It's an evening walk that we do in the cold the same day across the country. We do it in support, like you said, of the hurting, homeless, and hungry. But this year we are doing it to locally support our Ministerial Food Bank.
And how did you get involved?
So I've been involved in the walk as a participant for about 6 years, I would say. I was living in Toronto and involved there, and then last year I was involved in the local walk that happens in Collingwood. And thankfully, they decided just through some conversation between Coldest Night and some of the food bank ministerial to bring it to the beach. So we're excited to keep it local this year.
And what is the organization aiming to convey with this event?
Yeah, so the Coldest Night in general really just wants to raise awareness for all of the hurting and the homeless in our cities, those who are without food or without shelter, even just those struggling to get by with low income. This year we really wanted to focus, because we are donating to the food bank, we wanted to focus on those families who are struggling to meet those needs in our community and as our neighbors.
And where in Wasaga Beach is this taking place?
So we're meeting at the Recplex, which is in the YMCA, and we're meeting there in the Oak View Room.
Okay. And what other communities in our region are taking part in this event? You mentioned Collingwood. Are there any others as well participating?
Yeah, definitely. Aurelia also has a walk, and Barrie, and we're just hoping to add ours on this year.
Excellent. Well, joining me via phone is Stephanie McLeod, Event Director for the Coldest Night of the Year in Wasaga Beach. You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio.
Is your new or existing business looking for recognition in Wasaga Beach? Beach Booster Group is your one-stop shop for all things local, all things promotional. Beach Booster will succeed in creating a complete local promotional package that can include high-profile outdoor, print, and radio promotion of your business and services. Beach Booster's community events offer additional opportunity for visible participation of your company in the Wasaga Beach area. Beach Booster Promotions also specializes in all types of promotional products and apparel to help you create your local and professional profile. contact us at info@beachbooster.com or call 705-241-9762. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Welcome back to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio with my guest via phone, Stephanie McLeod. How much money is the organization planning to raise?
As a first-year location, our goal is $25,000, but we're definitely hoping to surpass that.
And how many walkers are you hoping will participate?
Our goal is about 18 walking teams of 5 to 10 individuals or 125 walkers. It's a pretty generous estimation for our first year, but we know there's lots of people who are already really excited to be involved. We have about a quarter of that signed up currently, but a lot of people come trickling in just before.
And how long is the walk?
The walk, we have two options. There's a 2K or a 5K. The routes can be found on our website, but they both start from the Recplex, and we'll walk along Mosley Street.
And what time is registration? This starts at 5 o'clock, but what time do you have to be there in order to register and get going?
Mm-hmm. Registration is open at 4 o'clock. It will remain open past the walk start, which is 5:15. We have a kickoff opening ceremony at 5 o'clock where we'll just be sharing some information, important details about the walk. But registration is 4 o'clock to about 6 o'clock, and then the route is open until anybody finishes it.
And what do you need to bring to be a walker for this event? Because, I mean, if it's the coldest night of the year.
Yeah, we definitely want everybody to bundle up. Make sure you're checking the weather. There is some cancellation if there's extreme weather warnings. We want to make sure that it's still safe for everybody, especially since there are kids involved. So we want you to bundle up, dress warmly. You are given a free toque if you are registered or signed up to participate as a volunteer in the walk. So you'll have your hat already covered, but bring mitts, bring a jacket, bring good walking boots to tread on the sidewalks. And just bring your excitement, because we want you guys pumped up for both the 2K and the 5K. You can also, you're more than welcome to bring strollers or wagons if you want your kiddos to join you.
And any hot beverages being served for the walkers?
Of course. We want everybody to stay warm. So we do have a rest stop along the route. It will most likely be for the 5K participants, so if that's something to incentive to get you walking further, there will be a rest stop at McDonald's at River Street. They've been a sponsor for us. You'll have a warm drink there, and then when you come back after the walk, every walker and volunteer will have a light meal and hot drink served to them at the Recplex.
Now, you mentioned about sponsors. Do you have any other sponsors?
We are still working on getting our walkers, our volunteers, and some more sponsors locally.
Okay, and for those interested in participating, where can they register?
So everybody can go to cnoy.org, which is just our short form for coldest night of the year, cnoy.org/Wasaga Beach. You can click there to register as a walker, you can click to volunteer, or you can click to directly donate to the event.
Well, thank you, Stephanie, for being my guest and wishing you all the best of success with the inaugural coldest night of the year in Wasaga Beach.
Thank you so much for having me. We're looking forward to it.
You're listening to Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this break.
You are listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's truly local radio, broadcasting directly from the world's longest freshwater beach.
Well, this is a wrap for me. I would like to thank Stephanie McLeod for being my guest and wishing her all the best of success with the upcoming Canada's Wide Walk fundraiser of the inaugural coldest night of the year in Wasaga Beach on Saturday, February the 24th at 5 p.m. with registrations at 4 p.m. at the Recplex. To register and for more information, visit cnoy.org/Wasaga Beach. With Beach Corner on Beach Booster Radio, I'm Dinah Chicky. Beach Corner's broadcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and also available on podcast anytime from our new Beach Booster Radio podcast page. Simply click the podcast button from our homepage to enjoy our unique and local programming. Beach Corner is also a regular feature in Beach Booster publication and coming soon to Wasaga Beach TV. If you would like to be featured on Beach Corner, please contact Diana at beachbooster.com. I welcome your visit to my Facebook and Twitter pages. Bye-bye, everyone.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.